And welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie. I almost forgot to introduce myself.
Did you forget your name?
Maybe.
Is that the first time that's happened?
No.
Okay.
One time, frequently.
Okay.
I didn't ask for your opinion. No, sometimes I do spell my own name incorrectly.
Okay.
But that's like, it's like a brain malfunction. Like when you spell a word incorrectly that you know how to spell very well, your brain just kind of stops.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Well, that is good. We are happy that all of you are here tonight. We have a very special show in line for you. We hope it'll be great. Katie, what should people do if they'd like to be a part of the show?
Should go to geekscorner.live. I did not forget that.
Good.
And come join us in the chat as we say farewell.
To Splash.
Yeah, bye.
We're going to go on the final splash. Actually, we already went on this final splash, I think, for all of us. But it is going to be a fun night celebrating the end of this attraction. Is that the best way to put it?
I think so.
But if you like this show, please share it and subscribe as well and leave us comments, because that will always help things as well. But we have surprises for you in store tonight. And one of them is that we are not the only people on the show tonight.
Ah!
So we are going to do some fun things.
What if people just came out of the ceiling?
That would be cool.
That'd be scary.
You do know I wanted to put spaceships on the ceiling that would fly into the show.
You have told me this like six
I thought
times.
That would be fun.
And what did I say?
He said no. But anyway, we have correspondents in the parks right now at Disneyland, right in front of Splash Mountain. So join us in welcoming Angela and Doug, who hopefully this works. Yes, they are there. Right.
Hello,
in front
hello.
Of
hello.
Welcome, guys.
You know we're live because it's dark out here.
That is true.
We when we tested this a half hour ago, we were in the light.
And then the sun went away, but that's okay. So, Doug, what time did you get to the park this morning? Because I feel like that's the first question we should ask.
I felt like I was getting here late because it was just about 9 o'clock. But I've been here now. Well, by the end of this broadcast, it will be 12 hours.
Wow. That's amazing. And thank you for that. What has been the highlight of your day, Doug?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What was the highlight of your day?
Oh, you know, I think it was the highlight of everybody's day, and that was when Tony Baxter suddenly came around the corner.
Oh, wait,
surrounded
you mean
by a crowd of people. And
this guy?
Why, there, he's in the lights. See, that was earlier today. But now, it was not entirely unexpected because someone had tipped me off. They said, Tony Baxter went back there. So I reversed tracks, went back. What was a big surprise was when I said, most people were just running up to him and taking pictures, and he looked perplexed. I said, may I take your photo? And he said something to the effect of, well, don't you have a lot of photos of me already? And I said, but not on the last day of Splash Mountain. And that's when he pulled out the two vials of water and held them up, which totally surprised me and apparently everyone else on the internet as well. And, you know, I got to thinking about it. It's not that big a deal because it's not like people are going to be coming back for the next few days and weeks to copy him, right?
I just love that he played into the bit because this was the thing when Walt Disney World's Splash Mountain closed, people were selling Splash Mountain water for hundreds of dollars.
Do you think he played in the bit, though, or do you think this is legitimate?
It could be both.
I think it's a legitimate souvenir for him.
Oh, no, I think he definitely was naughty and put his hands over the side. Not like you, right, Angela? You brought all the water when you're closed, right?
Very true. I can also claim to have a vial of Splash Mountain water. I just wrung it out of my socks.
That works too. That works too. So Angela came into the park this mid-afternoon and she got a video that I think is live right now on our YouTube channel, but don't leave us now to go see of Splash Mountain on its last day. And we'll have an extended version that has everything you could ever want to see of Splash Mountain coming
extended
up
cut
later tonight. But Angela, was that your best ride ever on Splash Mountain tonight?
It was the most memorable one. That is what I can commit to. So, you know, it may or may not be known that Splash Mountain is kind of not my favorite. I think it's got some great points. I will be really excited to see what happens with Tiana. However, I don't like water rides. So today was probably the wettest I have ever gotten on Splash Mountain. I got a full deluge over my head at least a couple times.
There was water in the boat,
several inches. It was sloshed into my shoes. Oh, it was just the best.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good video. And thankfully, the rest of the video is pretty good, too. I do think there might have gotten water in the microphone of the phone for the last part of the ride. But
adds to the effect.
It adds the it makes it that much more authentic. Yeah, I think that's the funny part is I think most of the DAPS Magic staff are not huge water rides. So it was kind of a like, well, do you want to do it? Or do you want to do it? Or do you want, so you went on it.
I do it for the bit. I do water rides for the bit only.
Yes.
One time it was raining and it was super cold and I went on Grizzly River Run because Mr. Gap said I wouldn't do it. Like I do water rides for the bit. The last time, one of the last times I went on Splash Mountain, I went on it 21 times in one day.
Because you earned your way out of it, I think.
Because someone said, what if you did it a million times one day? Ever since then, I've not really wanted to do it again. But I don't do water rides for fun. I do it to be funny because I'm a little jokester clown.
So I have a question for Doug. One, did you go on the ride today? Two, are you going to go on the ride today? And if not, when is the last time you did go on Splash Mountain?
I was on Splash Mountain within the last few weeks.
Okay. And was that your last ride?
It is.
Not today, huh?
not gonna get one. Not getting on it tonight. Not at the rate at which the line is growing.
Which is what? 240? 240 minutes, I think, at last check.
So it's ridiculous.
We would check the time, but all of our hands are occupied right now.
That is totally fine. Maybe somebody in the chat will tell us how long the line is. But what we're gonna do now is for the course of this show, we're gonna have Splash Watch in the corner of the show. And Angela and Doug are, it's currently 240 minutes. Clocky just gave us the numbers and Katie's looking them up too. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna keep this screen up throughout the course of the show. And Angela and Doug are gonna give us a walking visual look at what's going on with Splash Mountain. Is that right, guys? Is that what I heard?
Correct.
Okay, yep. So I'm gonna mute you guys. You guys show us whatever it is you feel like you want to show. We have not planned this at all. And we are going to see what Splash Watch looks like. And then we're going to pull them on at the end of the show again and wrap this thing up. Does that sound good?
Yeah, we can stop fending off all the kind people who keep coming up to us and saying, would you like us to take your picture for you? So Angela's going to flip us.
I'm
going to
flip us.
Good to see you guys.
And then follow Doug's coverage on the DAPS Magic Twitter as well, where I believe Roger also is right now. And I'm going to let you go ahead and flip Angela, and I've muted you so you guys can talk and whatever it is that you want to do as well. And it looks like the other mountain space is 90 minutes right now.
And so Big Thunder is down.
And Big Thunder is zero. And there's a beautiful view of Splash Mountain tonight as it's the final night for Splash Mountain at Disneyland. Which is it's kind of a cool thing. Like you think of Walt Disney's Disneyland keeps growing and keep moving forward and all of those things, and it'll never be finished as long as there's imagination in the world. And I think this is such a prime example of how imagination moves things forward. And as you come up with new ideas and better ideas, you run with them. Do you agree?
Yeah. I also have great news.
You have great news.
I have such good news.
I am so happy
if
for that.
Anyone out there is really upset that this ride is closing because they loved the attraction itself. Like they loved the lifts and the drops and all that stuff. Such good news. It is staying the same.
I thought you were going to say go to Tokyo.
Go to Tokyo. No, the attraction itself, okay. The track, the drops, it's all staying as far as we know.
Yeah.
And as far as I would think, all staying the same.
I think that's very reasonable. Yeah, we will see how that goes and it'll be.
And I think it's going to be cooler now.
Here's my thought on the whole thing. I still think it's going to be wet.
Well, yeah. I'll go on it once to be like, cool
that's,
story.
That's kind of my thought is like, hopefully we get invited to the press event for it. Yeah. and it'll be like, oh, this is great. I loved seeing this. And next time I'm going to.
So I have a lot of things mentally, as we know. I don't like being in wet clothes. I don't like being sticky. Like if I get ice cream or something on my hand, it panics me to not be able to get it off of me. I don't like feeling uncomfortable.
Which is totally
so
fair.
Yeah. That's why that day that I did Splash Mountain 21 times, I was like, not again. Like it was like a day in February.
Which is a great choice. Actually, the most times I have been on Splash Mountain was with my siblings, and we'd always do it right before the park closed.
Oh yeah.
Because then you're leaving anyway. So it's kind of miserable for 10 minutes as you're walking out to the car or whatever, and then you just leave and it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of sitting in the car wasn't always so fun.
But oh no.
We turn the heat on, you know, like it'd be fine. And so if you have favorite memories of Splash Mountain, leave them in the comments, and that would be a fun thing, I feel like, to cover if we can get the thing to open. Oh, there we go. All right. Well, we had another big thing this weekend, which was Ariel arrived both in theaters and also at Disneyland. And
she's beautiful.
There we go. I was just about to ask you, what do you think of Ariel at Disneyland?
She's so beautiful. She is so, she is everything. Like, she is the moment. She is, I love watching her walk out and get all this love. It was like watching her, and she was so like wide-eyed and very enamored with people, as you would expect Ariel to be, because she's obsessed with human culture and all these things. I just could not, I have not been able to see her in person yet. When you posted your video, I could not stop smiling because she was just so darn cute. Mm-hmm. And she has her little wicker basket.
And I do actually think we have the best meet and greet experience of all the parks. Well, she's in, what, three parks right now?
I like Paris's.
Paris was cool, but I like ours. Like, I was really impressed with all the little details you could see in the set. And, like, that was very cool. And I was impressed. It was really the detail that went into both her set, her outfit, mm-hmm. and then just her as a character as she came in. And I thought she was really, really charming. Like, I thought she owned the space. Mm-hmm. It was very cool watching people react to her walking in, because we were at the very first set of her first being day. At the park. Yeah. First day, first set. And it was definitely, like, it was a wait. Like, we got in line basically an hour and a half before she was supposed to come out, and she was a couple minutes late. And there was people that had been in line since 8, mm-hmm. and we got in line at 10. And, but there were people that definitely saw her and burst into tears, mm-hmm. and were just excited to see a princess that looked like them, mm-hmm. which, if you don't think representation matters, those are the moments where I'm just like, just sit here and watch people, and you're going to see that this is an important thing. And I think that's something that, we don't need to just be sensitive to, we need to be proactive with, because I think that's an important thing, especially for not just adults, but kids in particular, as they're dreaming bigger. I'm making Katie cry. Wow. That doesn't happen all the time. But no, it was very incredible, I guess, watching people see themselves through her and see that moment come to life and see how important that is. And I saw one person post on, I think it was Twitter or something, I don't remember, Instagram, about how they didn't realize they never really saw themselves as ever being able to be a Disney princess until they saw Ariel right in front of them. And I was like, that's pretty impressive. And so, yeah, these things are important, and they're obviously changing, and it's, that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. And, Clocky did not have Katie crying on Geek's Corner Bingo tonight. We should have Geek's Corner Bingo. That's a fun
Geek's
idea.
Geek's Corner Bingo is a great idea. No, I was just thinking about, and you were talking about representation. For people like me growing up, it was, you could pick down to the hair color, down to the eye color of what princess. Mm-hmm. I remember it being a big deal when like brunette girls got Belle, you know?
Yeah,
like
I
was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But all of the Disney princess line was catered to girls like me. And getting to see so many people that I love and care about get a princess that looks like them. And she's gorgeous and her movie's fantastic. And it's like, it's just so good. And it doesn't need to stop here. It's not one princess, because it's, we have Tiana, we have Moana, we have Jasmine, we have Ariel now. And I just think that you were talking about that experience. That's why I started crying. It's just like, think about little girls that get to see Mirabelle. Yes.
Yeah.
it's just like, think about these little girls and adults that just get to see themselves in movies. And it's funny. It feels so small, but I remember you and I said something months and months and months ago where you saw a stuffed animal that had glasses.
Yes.
And you were like, I, as a kid, never saw little stuffed bears with glasses.
Yep.
And that means a lot to me. And it's just like, when the world that we consume in media looks more like the people in our communities and our society, it's a better and more interesting story to tell. And so I'm also really sleep deprived. So I'm just really emotional and like really full of love and all these things, but I don't know.
A good thing to have.
I think this is super overdue and I'm really happy that people get to experience it. So
yeah. So if you haven't seen the movie, go out and see it. And if you haven't seen Ariel in the parks, if you can, go out and see her there and support her and be kind. And if you can't do either of those things, go check out the video of her coming to the parks for the first time on our YouTube channel. You won't regret it. It's a very sweet moment. Another thing you won't regret is checking out the new Fiesta Village at Knott's Berry Farm, which opened on, I guess, technically Thursday night, but to the public on Friday. And we were able to attend the reopening party on Thursday night at Knott's Berry Farm, which was a lot of fun. And I think this is the perfect time of year for something like this, mm-hmm. because we walked in and it was still daylight. Mm-hmm. And then within an hour or two, it was dark. And so we got to see this magical transition of it going from an area that looks very nice to an area that becomes completely magical in a completely non-Disney way in the evening. And I was really pleased with how it all looks and what the experience is for Fiesta Village. What did you think of it? What was your favorite part of Fiesta Village?
So I have been blown away by how it all looks. Mm-hmm. I've been blown away by how gorgeous it is. All of that. It's, we want to talk about representation again. I work with a lot of people that are from a lot of different parts of Mexico. And I showed somebody that I work with pictures of it. I was like, it's gorgeous. It looks great. And, you know, a lot of things had to be approved and dialed in and all these things. It feels a lot more authentic. And they literally went, that looks like my pueblo in Mexico. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. Like they were blown away because it felt like something that felt familiar to them. And that's huge because
and then they take the entertainment and they build on that and the food and they build on that.
And the entertainment is top notch. The Calle Celebración at night is amazing.
Yep.
There's fire at Jaguar. There's fireworks. Mm-hmm. There's dancers, there's puppets, there's streamers. It is gorgeous. Personally during the day, the storyteller was one of my favorites.
Yep, easily.
Mainly because it's getting kids involved and you see kids of all different types of cultures getting to learn. And the storyteller is giving them these little figures of alebrijes and saying, oh, hold it up when I say this in the story, and getting them involved. And it's so sweet to watch cultural appreciation in a way like that and getting them involved. And I like to imagine that it's making the next generation a little bit better and a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so.
aware. But yeah,
and maybe even not just aware, but
appreciative.
Yeah, like connected. But yeah, the entertainment was fantastic. I actually think Knott's for the entertainment this summer is killing it. Whether it's Ghost Town Alive, which is amazing, and it's kind of what you, honestly, I feel like it is the bar for what every theme park should be doing if they want a theme to land.
Yeah.
Because like we've had lots of conversations, obviously, about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge mm-hmm. and Avengers Campus. And Avengers Campus probably is the next in line after Ghost Town Alive in bringing an area to life with characters. And then, but can you imagine if they did that with Galaxy's Edge? Like, it would blow your mind. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine the amount of money they're spending on having all of these actors make Ghost Town come to life every day throughout the entire summer for Founders Day.
Yeah.
And so I absolutely love that. I think, you know, Summer Nights has a ton of musical entertainment as well, including the Billies mm-hmm. and Hiatus is there and some other bands, and they're in different parts and the DJ, like you go to different parts of the park and there's a ton of things happening. So you're just not going to be bored. And,
which is amazing for how you think of how much smaller of a park it is,
but they're offering so much. Yeah. So I was very impressed with that. And, but yeah, I think to me, the bar for entertainment is set either at Fiesta Village or Ghost Town Alive. Ghost Town Alive during the day and maybe Fiesta Village a little bit of the day and definitely night. And, but like the entertainment at Knott's, I think just kills it. And,
yeah.
And then there was that burger. Like they have a burger at the
Knott's Summer Nights.
The Knott's Summer Nights, they have the tasting cards, which is a best way to do if you're going to be there more than once or you just want to eat everything in one night. But it was at the, was it called Grillin'? I'm forgetting the stand, but it's the Grillin' stand right where all of the big
where the stage is, yeah.
And they have
blue cheese bacon cheeseburger.
And it might be one of the best theme park burgers I've had in a year or two, or maybe longer.
Because the patty was fresh.
Everything was great.
The blue cheese was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The bacon was crispy.
I'm hungry just thinking
about it. The bun was nice. Like everything about this burger.
There was a lot of other good food throughout the day, but that is the one that stuck with me however many days later. And so if you get a chance and you like blue cheeseburgers or you just like burgers, try this one out. It was delicious. Yeah, it was easily the winner for me for food at Knott's Berry Farm for the summer.
Same.
You can see in the corner, Angela is continuing to take us on a tour around Splash Mountain. We can see the line was long. Maybe by the end of this, she'll tell us if the single rider is still happening. I've seen that it was cut off earlier tonight, but you know, that'll keep things interesting. Did it just go down? Oh, wait, no.
Oh, no. 240
minutes. Still. Okay. But before we get back to Angela and throw her on the spot, yes, there is a mailbox, and that was a great shot with the moon. Downtown Disney has gone vertical with some of its transformation in the west end of it. And we've got photos and videos up of that. And I think it's nice to finally see something that seems a little bit more tangible in terms of progress. And I understand you have to sometimes like let the dirt sit for a while so you know it's going to be there and whatever. But what do you think of the transformation happening at Downtown Disney?
I think it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I made a joke that the north side of the concrete got redone towards Star Wars Trading Post.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we joked that in the time that that concrete was redone, Fiesta Village was done. Small joke. But... they're currently now doing the south side of the concrete, so more towards where AMC, Starbucks, Earl of Sandwich was. And I really like the way it's looking. Today I had the thought, our friend Taryn said this, because they are much funnier than I am, even though we're just two little chaos gremlins, is remember when the old theme of Downtown Disney was just leaves? because that was the concrete was leaves and the planters are leaves and
even the monorail station is leaves.
Monorail is leaves.
Yeah.
And so yes, we are getting rid of the leaves in the pavement. But
does
I think
that mean we get a new monorail station? That's my question. I hadn't actually thought it. I don't think they're going to, but
no, I don't think so. No, because then the Home Alone VHS tape that is stuck in the monorail station would have to go away.
That's okay.
Are you aware of the Home Alone tape VHS in the, yeah. I've never seen it. I'd like to see it.
I do like the idea of a new monorail station though.
I also like the idea of new monorails, but.
We have new monorails. Walt Disney World needs them next.
No, I meant new wraps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Mickey.
Wait, but we have the cool Disney 100 one.
We only on have Blue. One.
Yeah. Okay.
We still have two Mickey Mouse monorails. Okay. Try saying that five times fast.
So here's my question. Let's blue sky for a second.
Blue sky!
Let's say that we don't know any plans coming to Downtown Disney, because there's been some things announced already. But you could put any restaurant on the planet.
Ooh.
Into Downtown Disney, what would be that one eating establishment you would like to see in Downtown Disney? I would choose In-N-Out.
Really?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I might choose a Crumbl, but Crumbl's business model wouldn't work for Disney because they are closed on Sundays. And that would not.
And they're just cookies. Like, I like cookies, but I'm like, I want food.
I am simply saying. we closed the Sprinkles.
Oh, I like the buffet idea.
Oh, a buffet.
I could do that.
I'm trying to think. This is niche.
Okay.
Stick with me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Our poke spot.
The poke. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
But they couldn't keep up.
Shh.
Oh, okay.
Our poke spot? Uh-huh. Yeah. I love our poke place.
Okay.
In-N-Out would be great for tourists because then you're getting the California experience.
I'm thinking too much like a businessman, I think.
I'm thinking of what I want.
Okay.
I am being selfish.
And I love the walk-up drive-through model. Like, there's no cars that come through. You do have to walk through. Arby's is a great idea. You know, that'd be fun too. I don't know. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring Angela back on. Hopefully she's ready for us. You can actually leave the camera as it is, Angela, and they can look at Splash Mountain as we wind up this show. But I'm going to bring you back on audio now.
Hello.
And,
hello.
Hopefully you can hear us. We can hear you, Angela.
Oh, okay.
And what did you observe as you're walking around during the last 20 minutes or so?
Say again?
What did you observe as you were walking around the last 20 minutes?
A long line. We are up to a 4-hour line at this point. So you may see the people in front of us that are in a switchback, I think at least 3 or 4 deep. It's now going around the side of the shop here in Critter Country, which it was not doing earlier today. Wow. We've just been told that single rider has been cut off. And we were thinking, oh, wow, it's so short. Oh, no, it's because it's closed. There are no more DOS arrival entries because it's 4 hours, so it's been shut down. As we were walking by the entrance with the turnstiles for Lightning Lane, there were quite a few guest relations style conversations about, well, I'm so sorry that X, Y, and Z. So it's, you know, as you would expect with this many people here, it's getting intense. Everybody did indeed come after work, and so we're seeing this, you know, double, quadruple from what it was earlier in the day. And I mean, it shows the love for Splash Mountain. Everybody wants to have their one last tribute, one last experience. Yeah.
It's interesting watching this screen right here and seeing what you're showing. And I had vague flashbacks of the 24-hour day, right. Just of everybody cramming into one spot. And I see the guest relation or the guest control person waving their wand back and forth. Is the line still open to get into? Like if somebody showed up at the line right now, are they still letting people get in the middle?
You know, that's a great question. We did not go down to that end. I believe, yes. I believe you could still. But I can't confirm that.
What is the question?
Is the line cut off, the general entry line?
No.
It's not cut off is what Doug is saying. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we're not, they close at 11 tonight. So we are within the, you know, in 4 hours from now, it will be after 11 p.m. So,
wow.
Right. We only have 2 hours, so 11, of course. So, yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for that. And we're now in Geeks Corner Plus. I'm going to watch the chat over on the right. And if they have any questions for you, I will relay them on. Wow. So 4 hours, there's 2 hours left in the park, or left of the park opening, which means there's going to be people working at this point till like 1 a.m.
At this point.
At this point. And then, of course, cast members enjoy after. So this will not close until the wee hours, I'm guessing.
Like if they keep going on the path they're going, you could conceivably have people riding Splash Mountain till 3 a.m.
In theory, yes.
My only hope is that Disneyland does something similar to what Magic Kingdom does, or did, and let the cast members who closed the attraction be the last.
Yeah, as I understand, that will happen, which that I'm very, very glad about.
Good. Yeah. That makes me happy, though.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, I'm not seeing any questions in the chat, so Katie... Oh. Close the line now. Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right, Katie, what should people do?
Should go to dashmagic.com, check out all the Disney and Geek news as it happens, subscribe to our mailing list, find our Patreon, because I posted pictures of really cute puppies on there, and I'm gatekeeping the puppies behind a paywall.
Okay, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have the Splash Mountain Final Day video up, and there will be a more comprehensive one going up very soon. And also make sure to check out our Twitter, where Doug is doing a fantastic job of showing what's happening in the park on this last day of Splash Mountain. And we'll have full coverage up on the website tomorrow as well, so you won't want to miss that. But thank you for watching tonight. That is all the time we have for you this evening, but we will see you around the corner.
Bye!